and Lane closed west of property under file DASZ 14 of 2013, in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 7 is a variance at 180 Belleville Road and Lane closed west of property under DAV 110567 of 2013D. Councillor Bandel.
Yes, the applicant, please come down. Welcome. Name and address for the record.
Yes, John Winthrop, 301 139 Rosin Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Do you need my postal code?
No.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members, members of the public service. It's always a pleasure to be in front of the public hearing bodies on a beautiful, warm night to go through a development. I understand there might be some people here who want to speak either in support or against or for information. I'll keep my comments really brief, and then hopefully I'll be able to address anything that they raise in their statements in the closing as a rebuttal. This is a very simple application that we're moving forward with. The landowner, on behalf of the landowner, have closed the public lane immediately to the west of this property between us and HOF Havens, the apartment building at the corner of Eric Street in Belleville. We've had ongoing dialogue with that neighbor since last fall regarding that closure, informing them, meeting with them several times, and keeping them in the loop all through this whole process. As regards to the intention for this property, which is to take that existing building, that's at 180 Belleville, it's being renovated and turned into condos, and it needs to be placed on its own land parcel so it can be turned over to a condo board. Part of the land in the back of the condo, or behind this new building, is quite vacant and large enough to accommodate a new future multifamily development on that site. That's been the intention of the applicant now for over a year and a half to 2 years now, in ongoing discussions with a number of residents of the public service, etc. We're here today to look for the rezoning and for the creation of the parcels to place the existing building on its own parcel, to have a couple parcels that are the closed public lane on its own parcel, and then to have a new parcel created on the vacant piece of land that backs or fronts onto Bishop Grandin. We note to the west and to the east are a number of multiple family dwellings in that neighborhood and around the surrounding area. We have no design right now or concept for the parcel B, which is against, once again, Bishop Grandin. We're trying to keep it inconsistent with the surrounding complexities of the density of the surrounding area. Once again, we have multiple family to the east, multiple family to the west, multiple family to the north of this new parcel, and Bishop Grandin, a major four-lane divided roadway to the south. We ask the committee to consider this application and the related variances that are needed. A number of the variances are related to the existing building that is situated at the front of the parcel on new parcel A. If there's any questions about parcel C and D, once again, those are the closed back lane, the former public right-of-way. The intention of the applicant, or myself and the landowner, is to make sure that that public right-of-way, and we've committed this in writing to the City of Winnipeg, maintains access by the members of the general public so they can connect to the existing back lane that goes east-west to Eric Street, as well as to our neighbor immediately to the west, HFO Havens, who have been operating that multiple family facility for a number of years. They will be continued access. We are going to guarantee that through a legal agreement that will be placed on the land title for parcel C and D.
Any questions? Councillor Mays.
So in terms of the height of what's eventually going to be proposed for B, all we've got is a concept right now, so nothing we're doing today is locking in a particular height?
No. They're looking to see if we can create the parcel, and then it's all going to be based on the number of units, as well as working with the Manitoba Building Code and the Fire Office to make sure there is suitable access to the back, a well-designed building that has sufficient parking, etc. I don't believe it's going to be as tall as the existing building at 180 Belleville, which is to the front of the property. Generally, structures are not being created or built that tall anymore in Winnipeg, except for maybe in the downtown area. which would be a very exciting announcement. It's generally more about the number of dwelling units and whether you can adequately situate it in the back there and meet the Manitoba Building Code as well as the standards of the zoning bylaw for yards, etc. But anything approved here tonight, of course, would be a zoning agreement caveat where the designs would have to come back to this committee for approval. Any future variances on that piece of property on the parcel B would, as part of the development procedures bylaw, have to come back to this committee for approval as well.
You're redoing the redevelopment of 180 itself, the current 180, that's the same client?
Yes, they're turning it over. It's being renovated for the last year. There's a new condo board. At some point, legally, they have to turn it over to the condo board to acquire that parcel so they can own their building.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none. Thank you, John. You'll have a chance to come back.
Thank you.
As you mentioned. For information, Janice Wallowich. You're fine? Okay, John, come back.
It was such a sparkling presentation. I hope I answered all her questions.
I have just...
There you go.
John, you've read the report in detail, it would appear, so you're satisfied with the rest of the recommendations?
Yes, we've worked quite closely with the planning department, especially the planner. We're very comfortable with his report and everything he says on it, and we can live with those conditions.
I always like to ask.
Thank you.
Okay, so the variance is for which parcel?
That's the existing building.
The existing.
That's all on the same title.
It's for the maintenance of a multifamily dwelling to permit the following: an east side yard of 14.5 feet, which is actually an existing condition, a west side yard of 2.6 feet, which is actually an existing condition. All we did was the conditions, the variances are needed because we closed that public right away, and it became a new parcel. So those side yards have been there since the building was constructed.
Got it.
You got a playground on the westerly, but none of that's impacted by, that's not on the laneway, right?
No, that playground's not. What's on the laneway is HOF Havens, yeah. And then to the south on Eric Street, fronting Eric Street, is a Manitoba Housing Development.
And they have the play structure.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more?
Want me to take the chair?
It's my word.
Oh, that's your word. Oh, I thought it was Dan's word.
No.
Bellevue sounded San
Boniface-ish. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary, carried.
Move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Is there any... It came to my attention through an email that there was a potential change in the schedule.
Oh, yes. We've a very minor skate. I emailed it to Rob this morning. And it's very minor, is the line between the east-west line between on the parcel plan.
Did you just proceed with the amendment, the schedule as amended? Correct.
Yeah, between parcel C, the line that goes across between parcel C and D, it's being shifted forward after receiving comments from Manitoba Hydro and realizing that the actual back portion of the land was zoned R1. That was a very late notice by everybody. Our surveyor working with Manitoba Hydro, I've emailed the document to Rob Kostrick this morning and description, it has to shift north by 96 feet or something like that. It's internal, it doesn't affect any of the thick dark line on the parcel. It's
so would that be under subdivision rezoning, Robert?
Yeah, I'm thinking what we should do is attach it as a Schedule B and approve it in Clause 1. Mention Schedule B and we could date it however we need and adopt that.
So do you have any words for...
It would just be working with the existing Clause 1 and adding the physical schedule. I emailed it to the first room. Yeah. We don't have...
Schedule as amended, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah.
Do you want that under the third heading of the subdivision and rezoning?
Move that the recommendations of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with the following, with the amended schedule as presented.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee with the schedule as amended via the priority rezoning process.
Okay, I don't think you can go to priority because there's an amendment
there's an
now.
Amendment,
so it goes to property and development, but the rest is fine.
Fair point.
All in favor? Contrary carried. Following supporting reasons?
We'll see the details of the proposal, but there's certainly space there for some development into the south of the current 180 Bellevue. And this is
good.
Necessary to make that happen.
It wasn't actually a motion. That's I'm always puzzled why this is in here after the motion, but the final motion is that the public hearing
move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary carried. Okay, the variance.